My guest is Floyd Wicks. He's currently on the Montecito Water Board, but I incorrectly stated that he's been in the water business for 35 years. It's actually 50 years plus since he got out of his master's degree in water resources engineering, before that as a civil engineer. And he worked with some big companies, American States Water Company. And he's not slowing down. He's just helping the Montecito Water District. And now he's involved, and we're going to follow up with this company called Seawell that's a desalination plant, but not on the shore, floating buoy desalination plants, and with a pipe to bring it in. And we mentioned that in this area, there's doing a project up at Vandenberg Air Force Base and might have to go out 3/4 to 1 mile, needing about 75 feet of depth, because the buoy actually sits a lot below the water. Floyd's comment was like a iceberg. And then you want to disperse the brine. So this whole idea, it seems like, what prompted this idea to do it this way versus what we already have?
Well, again, going back to Jim Dielson, he's really an idea guy. I'm really excited to be working with him and his team. And they're all just very, let's say, conscious of their environment. And while they were looking at this Qantas company where single-directional currents like the Gulf Stream, there are a number of these worldwide. I didn't know all that. But he and his team, Peter Stricker is one of the fellows I've been working with directly here in town, started thinking, well, what else can we do when we're out there? What else can be done with energy that's already in the water? And they got this idea going about putting a desal plant out there, and it morphed into a buoy concept, which I like the concept a lot, because it's friendly to the environment. It doesn't take a lot of room up. It's not on the shoreline of California, a pristine coastline with an industrial-looking plant, which is exactly what you end up with an onshore plant. It's just a lot of pipes, and you don't see all that because it's inside the buoy.
And so would you say this is more efficient?
Yeah, that's a great point to bring up, because, frankly, when you look at the volume that an onshore plant uses now, like I mentioned earlier, you have to bring 100% ocean water into that plant, and literally half the volume goes right back out in a separate pipeline. So there's one pipeline coming in and the second one going out, and all the energy it takes to bring 100% of that flow in, you literally cut it in half. That part of the energy formula gets cut in half because the brine stays in the ocean. And I want to make a point on that as well, because the brine being discharged at the top, this may sound a little strange, but I had kind of a revelation on this point. Every day you look out in the ocean, you can see a mist, and that's water evaporating from the ocean. Just as we speak right now, it's happening. That water goes into the clouds, but it does not take salt with it. So, I mean, that's my revelation, as crazy as that sounds. The salt stays at the top of the ocean. And so the brine concentration at the top is somewhat higher than, say, halfway down, because the same concept with Seawell is taking place. You discharge the brine at the top, which is what evaporation does, a natural way of desalting ocean water.
Do you know who said that the ocean called and they're running out of shrimp?
No, I don't.
Well, then you don't watch the old Jerry Seinfeld TV show. My guest is Floyd Wicks. He's currently on the Montecito Water Board, but he's been in the water business for 50-plus years, working, consulting with these floating desal plants, these buoys, going to be maybe three of them outside of Vandenberg Air Force Base, and that's going to produce enough water for the base?
Yes.
And so you mentioned the brine, and, you know, it seems like just a miracle thing, desal. We're right on the ocean. We have no water. Seems like, God, why haven't they done this sooner? I don't know anything about the Middle East, but I've heard just headlines that Israel is involved a lot with desalination. And then, not being an expert, I just hear the negative that, oh boy, but then you generate this brine. You did point out you have to bring in 2 million's water to make 1 million, 2 million seawater to make 1 million drinking water. So 1 million goes back out, and the brine is 7% salt water versus the entire ocean's about 3.5%. Now, of course, that's, you know, one could argue, well, that's, you're doubling the concentration. But of course, I can't conceive of the vastness of the ocean. And, you know, if you're putting out a million gallons, you're putting out 1 million gallons into what volume? What's the volume of the ocean? I mean, how many is it, like, you know what I mean?
No, that's exactly right. And that's the beauty of having it already out there, a mile out, and discharging it at the top of the water column. That water column, 70 to 75 feet deep, and it won't create the dead zone at the bottom of the ocean like a discharge from an onshore plant creates to some extent. And it gets dispersed, fully dispersed, before it even gets about a third of the way down.
I wonder what sea life actually prefers, a higher concentration of salt. And then this way, have your buddy have fishing boats out there, and, you know, he'll start a whole new ecosystem of plant life and ocean life that prefers the higher concentration of salt. And we can go into the business.
I don't know where you come up with these ideas, but they're refreshing. It's interesting. Maybe we'll have that as a sideline. You never know.
Yeah, there's got to be. There's got to be crustaceans. Maybe we can bring back abalone. We can't find any abalone. Maybe they prefer the higher concentration. Well, my goodness, there was so much more I wanted to talk to you about in terms of the agreement with the, you know, our own Santa Barbara desal plant and what's going on with that and the drought, but we're running out of water, and we've run out of time. My guest has been Floyd Wicks, and he's currently on the Montecito Water Board, but he's got 50-plus years working in water and now advising a company called Seawell doing floating buoy desal plants out there in off Vandenberg Air Force Base. Floyd, you're just a wealth of information. Thanks for enlightening us and putting up with my silly jokes.
Always a pleasure, and I look forward to the next time and to bring you up to date on Vandenberg as we progress there.
Right.
Thanks so much.
Right. And maybe have you back sooner, because there's so much more to talk about. Thanks, Floyd.
Anytime. Take care.
Thanks. Stay tuned for the weekly multiple listing sales update.